Yes, baby, yes. Bootleg Breakfast brought to you by Paco Collars and Dangerously Delicious Pies. .com. We got time for one more. Why not? Why not get crazy? Bootleg Breakfast, rock and roll goodie. I hope you're listening live at PCRcollective.org. Formerly Mutiny Radio. Oh, yes, we got a special guest creeping in. But before we get to that, let's get live. Let's do one of my favorites. An old classic, shall we? An old bootlegged, bootlegged for your pleasure, for your excitement. We're gonna go back. I think it's 1971. Digging deep into Rye Guy's sack of bootlegs. We are gonna go deep. I wanna. Let's just do it. I screw it. I'm gonna do it. Why not? Let's go with the late Robin Gibb. Too soon. How could you mend a goddamn broken heart? Live on the Rock and Roll Cooling.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do. I could never see. I could never see tomorrow, no, but I was never told about the sorrows. Can you mend the broken hearts? How can you stop the rain from falling down? The sun from shining, what makes the world go round? How can you mend this broken man? How can a loser ever win? I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by. We could never see tomorrow. No one said a word about the sorrow. How can you stop the rain from falling down? How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world?
Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Oh, oh, wow. 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 Gotta get that. Oh, oh, wow.
Whatever it is, that, it's not right on the wow. I don't know what that is. I've never seen wow. That.
Oof, oof. Well, do it wow.
My name's Eddie Winters. You're scrolling
do it
around,
live.
Baby. I hope
I
you're scrolling
write
around
it
with
and
me.
We'll do it
I mean,
live.
That sounds a little suggestive. Woo! But I hope you know what I'm talking about. Oh, yes.
When I'm making
yes,
my
indeed.
I know my oh. Chilling.
Alex Jones.
Wow, wow, wow.
Guy Fieri.
You sold 2,000. I got that boom, boom, boom. That future boom, boom, boom. Let me get it now.
Boom, boom, wow. Gotta get that. Boom, boom, wow. Gotta get that. Boom, boom, wow. Gotta get that. Boom, boom, wow. Gotta get that.
Alex Jones.
Wow. That. Alex Jones. Wow. That.
Oof, oof.
Wow.
Don't know.
Oof, oof. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm on cloud 8 right now.
Oh, yes, we are back. Wait a second. I should have done this. Hold on. Wait, I always do this. Every week. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is podcast time.
Okay, we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Rock and Roll Coup d'Etat, brought to you by Baco Collars. Dangerously Delicious Pies. .com. I'm joined in the studio. Can I say that? I'm joined in the studio by none other than Rajiv Dar. Welcome back to the program, Rajiv.
Hey, Eddie. Hello. How are you? Thank
oh,
you for having
baby.
Me.
Welcome. Welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
I think you're on mic 4 today.
Oh, yeah?
There it is.
The
yes.
best mic.
Welcome to the program, Rajiv.
Sir.
It is an honor, a thrill to have you back.
The honor is all mine, of course.
It is. You sound like you are very honored to be here.
I am. I'm super happy to be here. What would be the refuge from the weary world outside?
It is.
You know.
It is.
I'm sure a lot of your listeners feel the same way.
I think it is a distraction. It's a fine and pleasant rock and roll distraction, baby. Yes, I love it. I love doing this program. Been doing this program for years now, and it is just starting to cook. Speaking of doing the program for years, when we first started this program, we had a producer. His name, producer Jason Dove, used to be the producer of this program.
Oh, yeah, Jason.
For a long while. And, oof, what a snake charmer he is. What a, oof. You know, he managed to do this and that. And then we had to part ways.
Uh-oh.
Unceremoniously. And as if you've listened to the program before, you may have heard some of these stories. Well, lacking that of having Alex Q leaving the program and the show taking a dip for the dip, wow, if you know what I mean. Ooh, yes, baby. Ex-producer Jason, I've secretly had a meeting with our ex-producer Jason Duff, and he may be returning to the program.
Wow.
To start producing the program.
Oh, a reconciliation has been reached.
I believe that's what we call that in the business, a reconciliation. Our lawyers have spoken.
Right. So you guys haven't spoken to each other personally.
Not, well, he did a couple of weeks back when I was interviewing Van Dyke Parks.
Uh-huh.
Van Dyke Parks put out explicit instructions to not be interviewed by me.
Oh.
So what did I do? I had to call up an ex-producer, Jason Dove, to fill in.
You're a fence mender. So.
Yes. A lines have been bent. And I'm bending the lines. So, in honor of ex-producer Jason Dove, he performed last night at the Punchline. And, Raj, I wanted to share with you a little bit of bootleg performance.
Very exciting. I can't wait to hear it. I heard it was really good.
I don't know what you think, but here we go. Let's take a listen. Let's see what happens. I don't know if this is going to work. Here we go. There we go. I don't know if this is... Oh, I don't... Nope, it's not working. I have no idea. There it is. I have no idea. You know, the jitterbug has got this case on it, and oof. It makes the thing... There we go. All right, here we go. So, this is a bootleg. I'm going to play this, share this with you. First time ever shared. Yeah, we love bootlegs here. So, let's see what happens. This is a bootleg from the Punchline last night. Let's see what goes on. Jesus. Oh, no.
Jesus is coming back. You guys hear this? Jesus is coming back? It's crazy. What the hell? Imagine Jesus coming back to Earth. Like, what's the first things out of Jesus' mouth? Like, what the hell? What's he going to say? You know what I mean? That'd be pretty nuts.
What's
first things
the
out
of...
I didn't hear you, but I'll just continue. Be crazy if Jesus showed up and the first things out of his mouth was, "Oh my God, you guys, this is crazy. This is crazy." Be insane. Jesus going to his first Starbucks. Be like, "Let me get a sugar-free venti mocha. I'm spoiled. Spoiled Jesus." Imagine Jesus out front talking to his buddies, being like, "Last supper? Screw that! I have the last brunch! Turn this water into delicious mimosas! Who ordered the Bloody Mary? Gross! Fucking gross!" He came back in the South and we were like, "Whoa, get back up on that cross! Jesus on the cross being like, "This is bullshit! This is bullshit! Get me down! Get me down from here!" You know what, though? The view's kind of amazing. Judas, throw me my cell phone!
Imagine Jesus on the cross doing selfies, being like,
"Probably read the book." That's
right.
My name's Jason.
There it is. Ex-producer, now producer of the program last night at the Punchline.
Wow. Well, good to have Jason Dove back.
It is.
It'll be good to.
I can't wait to see him not show up. That's going to be...
Do you think he's gonna alter the situation in some... all right. Look, I don't want to talk bad about Jason because...
What do you mean?
He's a great comedian.
Sure.
You know, he can be a bit manipulative, I think.
Oh, yes. Yes, and sleeps his way to the top.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
He's terrible at it, actually.
He's really bad at it. He couldn't get his cloak off the last time I saw him.
Apparently, that's how he made it to the top. People were just like, "Please, just keep your clothes on."
Slept his way to the bottom. All the way down, coming down the charge, three slots.
I just hope, Jason, if you're listening, I assume he is. Probably.
I'm sure he's not.
You know,
deep in a sleep, a coma-like sleep.
Right. I just, you know, look. This is a time for you and Eddie to mend that fence, get back together, build that bridge, and do great things. I hope.
If you're listening,
that happens.
If you're listening,
if you're listening, if you're not, well, screw you,
yes,
man.
Well, you know. I did see him last night, and boy, was he was out of his goddamn gourd.
Yeah, sounded like he was in rare form last night.
Rare form.
Rare form. Which is the, I don't know if that's a better form or it's rare.
It's a form of something.
It's a form of something. Less.
It was often a cry for help. It was a goddamn cry for help.
That was a great set, though. You did a great job.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love having Jason over at Amnesia and stuff. I don't like talking to him.
No.
Before or after.
Why would you?
Because he's terrible. He has awful halitosis as well.
Oh, jeez. Does he?
Yeah, really bad.
Is it bad?
Yeah, he doesn't notice. I don't know. It's weird.
Gosh.
Strange.
I should check my halitosis. Holy smokes.
It's bad news, but... He should
invest in mints.
Yeah. He makes fun of a lot of comics that are starting out, too. Makes them feel really shitty about themselves. That's kind of weird.
Oh, is that weird? That is crazy.
I don't know why he does that. I don't know.
What's he tell him? What is he like? It's weird.
He says it's like usually it's like it's strange. It's he talks about their clothes a lot, which I think is kind of that's unnecessary.
No way.
You're like, oh, your shoes, they're brown.
You've got stupid shoes.
Yeah, they don't match.
That's not nice.
It isn't nice.
I should, you know, next time I see him, I'm gonna be like, hey.
Yeah.
Why are you rough on the kids?
You've been in this business for a long time because you've learned how to balance your creativity with your humility.
Yes. You know what? It is just smooth. It is
velvety.
It is like a crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah.
Smoothed out.
it's crunchy and custardy at the same time. See, and that's you. That's the magic of Eddie Winters.
It is a delicate magic. You can't cross the throat moat, baby, unless you lower the drawbridge.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And that makes perfect sense. When you say that to somebody, like, that's like almost like a Zen koan.
I will take it.
You know?
I like it.
So.
A cloak of among cloaks.
He's got a lot of talent. Jason has a lot of talent. I just think that I hope he can curtail his attitude.
Yes.
And, you know, just supplicate himself to somebody wiser who, you know, is really trying to mentor him and offer him the direction that I think he needs.
You know, I try to direct this ship that has gone awry, the ship that has a hole in its sail.
Right.
And, oof, boy.
Yeah. Speaking of holes, he had a hole in his pants the other day, too.
Oh, geez.
He's a ragamuffin, this guy.
A little bit of a ragamuffin.
He's a ragamuffin. Straighten him up. Put some clothes on him.
Get his bindle stick on right. If you know what I mean. Raj, let me ask you. It's not often I get to see you, but let me ask you. How's your weekend been?
How was my weekend? Well, you know what? I got to perform in Natasha Leggero this weekend.
How did that go?
That was it was okay. It was pretty much like any other experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did she admire you?
I think she totally didn't pay attention to anything that I said.
That's cool. That's great. That's a start.
That's better than her looking disapprovingly at what I was doing.
That is correct.
So she trusted me enough to let me just talk without even being concerned about what I was doing. So
I like
it that way. That's the way I look at it.
No pressure.
Yeah. And then that was over at Lost Weekend at the Cinecave, and she was there for four nights.
Wow.
They did Kevin O'Shea and George Chen put it together. They did a great job. She seemed like she was having fun, and then occasionally, like, why the fuck am I in a basement? Apologize for my language, but why the hell am I in a basement? But she took it in stride. She did a really great job. She was fun. She was really fun.
Did she have a feeling of, like, oh, what have I signed up for?
Yeah, I think the first night she said that, actually, sort of like, I think sort of half in joke, but half realizing where she was.
Sure, right.
A video story, because, like, she couldn't get a cocktail. Like,
yes.
And she was like, I don't know. You know, I signed up for this, like, 6 months ago.
Yes.
I was going.
Wow.
Yeah, but she was super nice, and, you know, her humor is a lot more observational than I kind of, like, realized, actually.
Yes.
It was good. I like observational humor, so I thought it was really cool. She was great. She was really funny.
So you were on the program with her?
She invited me. I came there on Thursday. She was there Thursday through Sunday.
She invited you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, not certainly for my talent, because she did not even hear me tell any jokes. I think just because I was nice and she was like,
you should come on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, which was really sweet, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. And she did Kara, I'm going to mess up her last name, but Kara Tama, do you know her, Taramino?
No idea.
Okay. She does a show at Cafe Royale.
Sounds great.
And she was also there, and I was like, oh, there's Kara. And she's like, yeah, let's get Kara on there, too.
Wow, so, she's just...
Yeah, she's just giving
that's
away.
That's nice, giving back to the community.
Right, right, right.
Wow.
So it was fun.
That's exciting.
It was exciting. It was
kind
of fun.
That is exciting.
Yeah, she was...
Was it like that Jason Dove set we heard earlier?
Yeah, you know what? Jason's set was probably funnier.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Yeah. I'll give
you should
that.
Have just said yes.
It wasn't like...
You should have been like, of course.
She was working out some new material, so...
Jeez, I think so is Jason Dove that night.
Well, it came... Maybe I just love hearing what Jesus has to say.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, that, you know, hey...
And his voice, Jesus' voice, is so interesting.
It's so on point.
It really is.
So on point. Yes, we.
It's exactly how I imagined Jesus sounding, actually, was the funny thing.
That is great.
Wait. I mean, I never really thought about it, but then when he spoke, I was like, wow.
Oh, he's speaking to me.
That's a voice that commands authority.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Watch him walk on things like water. Is that right? That's what he did, right? He walked on things.
Yeah, somebody told me that Jesus walking on water was, he was surfing.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, that the idea that he was walking on water was that he was they live near a beach.
Something like that. Rock and roll, coup d'etat, you're live.
Hi, Eddie.
Oh boy, who is this?
Hey, Eddie, my name's Tyler. Tyler McCullough. I've called in a few times in the past. I haven't called in a while.
Uh-oh. Tyler, welcome to the program, baby. Yes.
Yeah, don't sound so trepidatious.
Yes.
Speak.
Welcome back. Once a caller, always a caller, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the program.
I was just listening on the program. I heard you play a little clip from a guy named, his name is Jason.
I indeed, ex-producer, Jason Duff.
He's a really popular guy today.
Yes.
He's got what I like to call, he's got like a golden throat.
Yes, indeed. In my business, baby, we've got a lot of golden throats. Yes.
I was wondering if you had any more, if you could play some more either clips or just maybe just send me a photo of him, see what he looks like.
You can just check me out on Facebook, baby. Yes. He's on the damn. He's one of my. Yes.
You got a clip on there?
Yeah. No. Why do you?
On that Facebook.
Okay. What's your name? Trevor? Tyler?
It's Tyler.
Tyler. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, the clip, no clips, just play, it's an old bootleg guy, oof, jeez.
I can find him on the Facebook, is there anywhere else you think I could find a little, maybe just a little picture of some of him? I mean, I'm sure you got something floating around the office.
Yes, I don't, on the Facebook, there's tons of photographs, baby, yes. Yes.
Something else going on here with Tyler?
Yeah, what's going on, Tyler?
Come on, man. What's going on?
Let's get to the heart of the matter.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, man?
Oh, I was just thinking that was a real funny little bit, where I'm from.
It is. Yeah. There's not a lot of funny bits in where you're from, is what you're saying?
There's not a lot of comedy in general. Certainly, when there is comedy, it don't have to do with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Right.
I really like the way that Jason does. He just sort of throws caution to the wind.
He made it work, right? He made it in a way that was like accessible to everybody. People love Jesus, and people are like, "Yeah, Jesus isn't real." Everybody can get something from it. Are you on the Jesus is real or Jesus isn't real side?
Well.
Are you on the Jesus is black side? That's all other side.
I think Jesus.
Yeah.
I think Jesus is real.
Sure.
I think he's real. I think he's a real good guy. I think he's looking out for us.
Right.
I definitely think that.
I've certainly heard that line of reasoning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What has he done for you lately, by the way, may I ask? I mean, I'm just curious if there's any place, because sometimes he touches people personally in their lives.
Baby,
so I'm just curious.
The spirit is touching me right now. Ooh, he is.
It's touching me too. It's definitely it makes me just a little.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear that talk.
Okay.
Tyler, are you? I think I remember you now. You, I believe you called in during the 25-hour podcast, baby. I remember you.
I called in once or twice.
I think you got a little bit hot under the collar last time we spoke.
Yeah, there's times when I've told I called into the program, and
what is that shout? Caller, turn down your radio.
Is this You called in anger? Were you saying something about Chevy trucks?
No, he was getting in a fit. He was getting a little bit
agitated.
Turned on.
Oh,
I believe is the word.
Excited, stimulated sexually.
Like a bald eagle.
I gotta go to work, Eddie. But I'm gonna tell you right now that I'm just listening to you all day long, and I love that Jason Dove. I don't know who the hell that is, but if you got a photo and
yes.
you send that to me, then you just do it. You just do it.
You got
my attention, sir, with that little number. And I don't know who your guest is today, but I like his voice too. I think he's got a nice golden throat as well.
Well, you hear that, Rajiv? You got a nice golden throat. Well,
Rajiv. What kind of name is Rajiv?
You know, it's a Native American.
I love Indians.
Yeah, me too. I love Indians. How do you feel about Native American food? Indian
country.
Food.
You know, they don't put up a fight. They don't rebel mm-hmm. against us. They don't.
Nope.
You know, they could pick up a gun. They could fire it off.
We could pick
they
up yeah,
right.
rocks.
You come on my
sticks,
land, I'm gonna
sharp
shoot you
sticks.
Goddamn right in the face.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, they don't do that.
Listen. We are afraid of you, white people, and rightly so. You guys have done. You've proven your point. Okay, don't get in your way.
We get it.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got.
I don't even know. I don't understand why African Americans are so flipped. They should just. Be careful.
Yes.
You guys are out of control.
You know, the Egyptians may have built the pyramids, but the white people built the pyramid schemes. And you can look that up.
Yeah.
That is correct.
So who's doing better?
Yes.
Who's doing better?
Who is what? I like their pyramids better.
Yeah.
Well, Tyler, I just add me on Facebook, baby, and we'll make sure to get those photos out to you.
Do you want semi nudes?
Hopefully not.
I assume. No.
I'm gonna hope not. Thank you so much, Tyler, for calling in the program. Oh, there he goes, dropping like flies.
I don't want to talk about Jason Dove anymore. I'm sick of that guy. I'm so sick of that guy.
Giving him too much of the spotlight.
Yeah, I mean, see, this is exactly what I was saying. Now see, I'm talking about him again.
See, I asked, I was like, Rajiv, come on the show. And now we're just talking about Jason Dove.
Jesus.
So, all right, well, moving forwards. What a sensational program. You know, Raj.
Yes.
You've seen when you walked in here today.
Mm-hmm.
You looked like you had just hopped a train. You looked like you just jumped from a moving car.
Yeah.
You had this. There was an '80s movie called Remo Williams, and you had.
Oh,
this,
I love that movie. I love that guy.
You had that kind of look to you.
Yeah. You know, God, I wish I was Remo Williams, man.
Don't we all?
Do you remember the actor who played Remo Williams?
I have no idea. I probably should. We hung out a couple of times.
I want to see that movie again later today. Thanks for reminding me. Now I'm already feeling better just thinking about that movie.
Yes. See?
Yeah.
You jumped off of a moving truck to get here, and I picked you up, and and I said, Rajiv, and you were like, get the hell away from me. Let's go live.
I was a crazed animal when you saw me earlier.
A caged beast, if you will.
I was at the edge of my tether.
Yes.
And I was snapping.
Oh, jeez.
And it was any hand that would get in the way could just, fingers lost.
Totally. You are like razor sharp.
I'm sorry. Thankfully, your craggy hide is impervious to most. I mean, I was out of my mind.
Yes.
I was scratching and clawing and punching and you know what? Eddie just
comforting like
put his mossy arms around me.
Mossy, gross, and like the video game Pitfall. Just logs rolling and alligator heads. Yeah. Just
and,
vines.
I never. And then, you know, like maybe 30 minutes later, I finally calmed down. And
there he is.
And it was purring like a baby.
Welcome to the program.
Yeah.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I can't remember the last time you were on the program. Didn't even
see. About that.
It has been. Come on. There it is. Sorry. We were the I was in podcast one. We were going over conspiracy theory. Maybe I'll kick it up again. Ooh,
oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Of what, the Mutiny Radio. I don't know if you heard this or not.
Oh. Can you please talk about this?
Well, we mentioned it in podcast one briefly.
Right.
If I don't lose the mic. There he is.
Because this is such an interesting mess. And situation.
It is an interesting mess. You know what? Oddly enough, goddamn microphone. I swear to God. Come on. There it is. Are you with me, Raj?
I'm totally with you.
You're with me. If I could spell this right, we are gonna have such a laugh, Raj. What this is, I'm gonna kill the conspiracy music. What I would like to call this next part of the program, talking about the Mutiny Radio and the situation Mutiny Radio is in, there's one song that comes to my mind, brought to you by one of the grossest country and music acts known as Diamond Rio. Oh my gosh. What we've got, we are in it is a beautiful mess. I'm sorry, this song makes me feel so gross. Anyway, what is going on is we've got the original owner of Pirate Cat Radio is somehow rebelling against the fact that he used to run a radio station here.
On this location.
In this location.
All right. Now, did he run it? Or did he just haphazardly?
He sold it
right to
a guy.
Yeah.
And then that guy walked away, took the hit, and
put it in someone else's hands, essentially.
And put it in someone else's hands. A group, a committee of people known as PCR Collective, which the P and the C stood for Pirate Cat Radio.
And I can assure the people out there that the people in the PRC Collective are dedicated individuals.
Dedicated individuals.
They are. They care a lot about doing this.
And these guys. So these guys started Mutiny Radio. MutinyRadio.org.
Yeah.
And this guy, this old creepy guy, somehow sneaks it, hacks in.
Do you know this old creepy guy's name?
Monkey is what they call him. Daniel Roberts. Look him up on Facebook.
That really
seals the deal.
It really inspires confidence.
Not even human. He's a monkey.
That's right. I didn't even, yeah.
Humanzies have attacked the program.
It's interesting when people get a nickname, really what it says about them as a person.
It
right?
is. They're not even human.
And you know, probably everyone's like, oh, this guy's nickname is Monkey. What a friendly, nice guy. Everybody
sure,
loves monkeys.
Sure. And but then he throws poo at you.
Yeah, you forget that monkeys are vicious, savage creatures
yes.
that will bite and attack you.
And masturbate a whole bunch.
They do. Fun
they do.
Ever.
They're animals, wild animals.
Yeah.
So the website was hacked. The MutinyRadio.org has been stolen. Monkey has plans to operate under MutinyRadio.org to run punk music 24 hours a day.
Oh, so he's like lifting the whole name and everything.
He lifted it, yes.
But wait, so what did he take? He took the Mutiny.org URL?
Yes.
And now how did he get access to that?
Somehow he snuck in the emails and got access.
Wow.
Lifted it. Got into the hosting.
This sounds incredibly illegal.
It's a beautiful mess. What a beautiful
what
mess.
What a beautiful mess.
Diamond Rio. What a sweet addiction.
Nobody can love another person as much as the song claims. I really hope not.
It is.
Are there people? Oh my God. So when I hear music like this, it makes me just feel like, why are you lying to yourself and other people? Why are
you
doing this?
They are great deals at Walmart. Accordingly to this video, you can park a Corvette right on the runway of an airplane airport. That is. Just pull the Corvette right to the airport. So,
mess.
So hopefully that is the beautiful mess that this
that song was not a beautiful mess.
That song was delightful and smooth.
Blech.
Speaking, that song goes out to Tyler. If you're still listening, that goes out to you and your golden throat fantasy.
any song that makes me feel like I should be at
showering
church,
more, showering more,
church, swaying my hands like a 14-year-old girl in you know, who doesn't understand her body in Raptured, just worries me. That's what I feel about
it. I like it. I like where you're going with this. Raptured.
You know, just that eye closed, just kind of like, you know, my sexuality has been repressed.
Yes.
And I don't even know it.
Take me, Jesus. The healing ones, when they touch you and
you
get up and you throw your crutches down.
This is the song that should be playing when they do that. It's a beautiful mess. You were a beautiful mess. Now you can walk,
except
you've got spinal bifida because you shouldn't have moved.
Now put this skirt on.
Yeah.
Put this skirt on.
Inaccurate spinal
disease. Sexy heel.
You owe me. Can you imagine if somebody did that? Wouldn't you feel like you owed them your lives?
Totally. You're like, I will put the skirt on for you.
I'll totally do it. I can't do it. I can't do it now, though, because I'm back to being a paraplegic and I can't operate my arms anymore. That was a weird thing that happened.
I grew an arm.
You know what's strange? I guess when that guy lifted me up, I just sort of tottered there for a few seconds, and I felt like I was walking. And
pure adrenaline.
Yeah, I owe you the rest of my life for that one moment. One moment of lies.
The sweet, sweet smell of pure adrenaline, baby. Yes.
Well,
oh my God! What a beautiful mess.
What a beautiful mess.
What a car wreck. Boom. Yes, indeed.
Eddie, are you seeing anyone? Are you in a relationship with anyone? I know there was the Reno waitress we spoke briefly of last time I was here.
I've had some ups. I've had some downs.
Would you call them? Would you call those relationships a beautiful mess?
Ah, jeez. Some of them. When they don't, I think the you know, it's the lawyers, the courts, the separation of man and fortune.
Yeah.
That's what a beautiful mess that was.
Right. Wow. You've thrown two Miatas.
Oh, jeez.
You had a fleet of Miatas, actually.
Well, I wouldn't go as far
as... All right, four or five.
But even prior to the Miata, my old Spitfire, holy smokes, stolen, plucked from the night like a thief.
Right.
Taken through court. I think I gave that straight to the lawyer. I was like, why don't you drive this?
This is yours now.
You look better in this than I do.
Uh-huh.
You know, it'll be in my book, Rush.
Well, you know, I can't wait to see the excerpts.
The audiobook is going to be delightful.
You've had many lovers.
I've had many delightful lovers.
You had many haters.
I've been removed from many events.
You've had a number of people that are just kind of neutral about you.
I've got neutral and mutually neutral people.
Yeah.
Some people will not speak to me.
Right. And then some people you consider friendly acquaintances and other people that you say you
like
don't
Eric
like
Eric Estrada.
Yeah.
Eric Estrada, great soul.
Right.
Human spirit. Not like Monkey.
No.
No. I don't know if you... Are you familiar with the genius of Jonathan Anton?
That name sounds familiar.
Let me see if I can dig deep. Raj, I might put you on a task.
Okay.
My task is getting Jonathan Anton back on this program.
All right.
Jonathan Anton used to be... let me see if I can just pull some of this together. This used to be a program on a reality TV show.
This is a hairstylist.
From Bravo. Yes, Jonathan Anton, the hairstylist.
Right. He owns two Los Angeles hair salons.
Of course.
Jonathan Salon West Hollywood.
Yes.
And Jonathan Salon Beverly Hills.
Of course.
He is 46 years old.
Yes.
Born in 1967.
Yes.
And he attended Beverly Hills High School, which you might remember was popularized in that television show.
Beverly Hills
972 Infinity. That number.
I'm gonna play a little bit of this.
I'm Jonathan Anton. I grew up in Southern California, and my dream was to make beautiful women even more beautiful. I learned to be a hairdresser, and now I style celebrities.
It's good, huh?
So hot. My mentor sold me his West Hollywood salon, and I've turned it into a success. You look great, honey.
What was it before?
Now I've decided to move up to the big leagues. Beverly Hills, California.
Yes.
The glamour capital of the world.
I've been there.
This is the ultimate town for big name stylists. And the competition is fierce. All I have to do is hire a contractor, build the salon, buy and install the equipment. All right.
And you've got what, American Express?
Yeah. Hire the stylist, the makeup
was
artist.
Was that bad?
Wait a minute.
And the
who's helping out?
Staff.
I know. I have Diners Club. And they're like, no way. Get out of here. I wish I had had a cut. There we go.
And let the rest of the world know about the new Jonathan Salon in Beverly Hills. I need some air. Everything I own is on the line. My money, my business, my reputation, and there's no turning back. This is quite possibly the best idea I've ever had. Let's rock some.
I mean, he's owned another hair salon. This is the best. This is better.
Yes, he cries a lot.
Oh.
Jonathan gets emotional.
Because he's passionate. He's passionate.
Very passionate about hair. He's got a salon. He runs two salons. He just broke a thing of glass. There we go.
So his shows were Blowout and then Sheer Genius. Which
Sheer Genius. Never watched that. But Blowout, I've got every episode on Laserdisc.
As good as it gets.
And, you know, he's getting divorced from his wife.
He's getting divorced from his wife.
Yeah.
Right now is a special time for Jonathan Anton.
Right. He's going to make a lot of changes and do some things.
And I want to reach out to him.
Choked up again.
I want to get him on the program.
Sayings of all time.
Raj,
you want me to reach out to him? I'll totally do that.
I need us to get Anton on the program.
Absolutely, I can talk to him.
On the corner of Brighton Way and Wilshire.
Does he?
Eamon Marcus.
Did you guys have a? I'm sorry. Did you guys meet before? Speak.
Does he? He's never spoken to me per se.
Right.
But we have certainly crossed paths.
Okay.
My son Teddy.
Yeah.
Has gone into his salon.
Lined up all the way.
And my son Ted, I believe my son Ted even applied for a job at his one of his salons, but did not get the job. But nonetheless, he just seems like a perfect addition to the coup d'etat.
Totally. We're going to get him here.
And I want to get him on the program.
One of the greatest hair salons.
And, you know, his life has been, I mean, this show was shot in, what, 2009?
Yeah. It's not even the Jonathan Salon anymore. It's Jonathan and George. He took on a partner. So
jeez.
Things are changing quickly.
Get the smokes out of town. How do you know this?
It's breaking news. I've been looking at his Yelp, and TMZ is all over it. Thanks for again, TMZ.
Gosh. Gosh, I love this.
I'm looking at their Yelp page right now.
Oh, please go to the Yelp page.
And you know what? Nothing but 5 stars.
Give me some Yelp reviews.
This top one, this one is from a elite Yelper, Anastasia S.
Yes.
Only 4 stars, so you know everybody else is giving 5s.
Yes.
So she's giving 4, so she is serious.
Get into it.
She is. I like Jonathan and George Salon. It gets 4 stars for quality of the work and 3 stars for the actual salon itself.
Wow.
I'm in L.A. every few months, and on my most recent trip, I decided to try a new salon for my beloved NYC outpost because I needed to get my hair done. Well, that's logical. And with all the travel and holiday parties. Okay, so she's got some problems. She's there. Here's what you need to know. Lauren is fantastic, all capitals, for color.
Yes.
I wanted more oomph in my blonde, and she got it.
Damn right.
My hair looks amazing, very natural, not easy. Most colorists don't do blonde well.
That is correct.
5 stars.
5 stars.
So she's breaking down this review, and she, you know, made an amalgam of a score at the end, which is impressive, I think. It is very expensive. Not more than I pay in New York City, but I pay a lot there, too. So definitely put a ding in your wallet. Be prepared for that.
There's a ding in my wallet.
There's an outdoor area if you want to get styled while in the fresh air.
I like that.
The waiting area is tucked behind reception. The front desk reception will not let you know. And as someone who is just standing on the door awkwardly for 15 minutes, I think it's important to note so you can relax while you wait. That's wrong. The salon itself is nice. It's kind of small, and it is very busy, so it feels crowded more than relaxing, which is why I'm only giving it 3 stars.
Oh.
I expect that level and cost to experience to be completely tranquil or calm, chaotic. Which is like a D&D alignment.
Calm, D&D. Chaotic.
Calm, chaotic.
I like that.
I'm a calm, chaotic wizard. This felt just a little stressful. And there were actually waits for sinks and dryers. When you have color in your hair, you don't want to be waiting more than a few minutes for
a sink. No way!
You have to book a blow dry separately from your color service at $85.
No!
Oh my goodness. All right, go get beautiful LA. I'll definitely be back.
3 stars.
But the rest of these reviews are all five stars and pretty detailed. People are crazy about their hair.
Yes.
I'll give them that.
Any famed celebrity
I'm
yelps.
Looking. I don't see anybody, even any minor C-list. I do see a Sarah C. who appears to be wearing a vinyl tube top and has incredible abs.
Wow.
And she says, Eric did my hair, and I am so satisfied. So is capitalized. Which is, I always think is weird to capitalize so. Not the word that
yes.
you want to emphasize, but anyway. He was quick and listened to and understood all of my wants and concerns.
Gosh.
That's nice.
That's nice. That is nice.
Melissa has been cutting my hair for a while now. This one is MB. I've worn my hair both short and very long.
Do you want to call the salon?
Should we? I think we should.
Do you want
to? Let's make an appointment.
You want to?
Let's make an appointment for a cut and color 3 weeks from now.
Oh my gosh!
Can we do that?
I think so. Do you want to do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
You want to do it?
How do I get them?
I got a phone right here.
Okay, their phone number is.
Hold on! Wait! Okay. You don't want to give it on air.
It's common knowledge. Okay. All right. Is this patched through?
Yeah, just hit the number.
Okay. Hold on.
Did you screw it up?
I already screwed it up. I forgot to dial one.
I gotta reset it.
Okay, sorry. Hold on. Let me hang up. Okay. I'm back.
Go. I love this. Oh, wait. Is it not ringing?
It doesn't seem to be yet. Let me see.
All right.
Try it again.
Hold on. I got this. Hold on, rock and roll, good. We've got this. Hold on, here we go. Damn it.
Something's busy.
Hold on, we got this, Raj.
Okay.
We've got this. All right. No, you son of a... Is there a thing on the phone?
Wait.
Hold on.
There is a...
Go. Okay. Stop dialing. Okay, get dialed.